Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joined now by writer Dean Weingarten. Dean, you have brought with you Miss Vivian Young. She is the mother of the individual that has been sort of railroaded by the ATF in Billings, Montana. Is that right?
That's correct. It's really an extraordinary case because Gabriel Metcalf is Vivian's son, and he was exercising his right to have firearms and defend himself, his home, and Vivian in Billings, Montana. You think of Billings as pro-gun state.
Right.
What happened is that the Billings police got some complaints, I guess, saying that Gabe was outside of their home with a firearm of some kind. They're not very explicit. And they checked, and he doesn't have any record, no criminal record, no history of violence. So he has every right to have a firearm. And they said, we can't arrest him because he hasn't violated any laws. But then a spokesperson for the police said, but, you know, maybe we can get the federal government to do something. So there is a law from back in 1990, it was passed first in 1990. Then it was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court, called the Gun-Free School Zone Act. And then Bill Clinton and Janet Reno managed to get 11 words put into the law, which they claimed made it constitutional. But there's 9 circuits that have, eight circuits that have logged in on this law since the change was made, and 5 of them say, yes, that makes it constitutional, and 3 of them say, no, it's still unconstitutional, and I believe it's absolutely unconstitutional under the Bruin decision from the Supreme Court. So they got their buddies in the ATF to come and arrest Gabe for setting foot outside of his lot, which is just across the street from the school, with his firearm, which turned out to be a single-shot 20-gauge shotgun. And he had a total of 6 shells for it when they executed the warrant to check to see he had a shotgun. So what hasn't got much coverage in the news is that Gabe and Vivian were undergoing about a 2-year reign of terror by what used to be a neighbor who decided to threaten them and assault them and poison their property and threaten them with arson. He threatened to burn them out. So I would like to have Vivian take over and explain how that threat evolved and what happened with the restraining order and order of protection and all that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I have the police report in front of me for my complaint when he tried to set us on fire and like human torches, and they did not come out to investigate. They said they knew who he was, meaning my neighbor, right? In fact, they were the one that gave me his last name. So they didn't investigate that, but he had poured gas on the ground and was trying to entice us into that puddle of gasoline. And he had he has a lawn care business. So he had his riding lawnmower all revved up, so it was really, really loud. and two leaf blowers at the ready. And he wanted one of us in that puddle of gas that's going to ignite it and aim the leaf blower so that it would send the flames. And he did it in a spot on my property that was not big enough to do a tuck and roll, and you couldn't run. And if the flames were in your eyes, you didn't know which direction to go either. And that lawnmower was revved up so much that if somebody screamed, nobody would hear him, not even on the sidewalk. But I stood in that puddle of gas, and his ignition, what he was using to ignite it, was one of those long barbecue lighters, and it failed. So I'm only here, and I stood up in court and told him that I'm only here because his ignition failed. Otherwise, you know, and he could have gotten away with it. So it started with that. The cops wouldn't investigate, so I didn't feel they were on my side, and they told me, look, honey, you have to file for an order of protection. So I did on August 10th of last year. And I wrote down all the things he had threatened us with. He had threatened us with fire. He said, I don't care how long it takes. I'll come back. I know where you sleep. I'll burn you out in your sleep. He had a friend with him that said that he put out a gang hit. He said, I just called my gang boss or whatever. He said, and I put a hit out on you. So these are things we have to take seriously. I don't know if he was just blowing smoke or if that was true. But I have video of him and a close-up, so the cops had something to work with. They never wanted to investigate that. They wouldn't even tell me what the guy's last name was, and they could very easily have found out.
And his associate there, right?
His associate, right.
Yeah.
So the cops were not very helpful to me. And except for the one that said you have to do this order of protection. So the order of protection, we went into court on the 29th. He never showed up. In the meantime, I had been talking to the landlord. And the landlord said, okay, I'm not going to evict him, but I'm not going to renew his lease. That way, if he tries to get another place in Billings, they won't say, oh, you have an eviction. We don't even want to talk to you. So that was a nice thing the landlord did.
So that was David Carpenter.
David Lee Carpenter. Mm-hmm.
That he did not, the landlord next door to you, because
right.
David Carpenter was renting the basement apartment there?
The basement apartment there, yes.
Okay, and then his lease was not renewed.
His lease was not renewed. He wasn't evicted. The lease was not renewed. But the judge said, because of the threats and what's been going on, we normally allow neighbors to remain neighbors. But he is only renting. You're purchasing your home. And in this specific incident, I'm going to say he cannot live there anymore. And then I explained to her, well, his lease isn't getting renewed anyway, so, you know, that's got taken care of.
So how far was he to remain away from?
1,500 feet.
Now, did he violate this restraining order?
We're coming up on the first break. We're coming up on the first break, so let's set this up as we go along. Now, how many articles have you written on this, Dean, so far?
I think
two or three.
Four published on Amazon.
Four published
so far.
So this is,
and we
want
to mention the one. The last one has the Give, Send, Go site to help support Vivian while her son is locked up and she doesn't have anybody else to help.
Right. So we'll put that out when we get back. We'll put out that website when we get back. This article, like all the articles that Dean's had, is published at Ammoland.com, where he has nearly 2,300 other articles available for your perusal right now today. This one, though, he's sort of taken this one. This is sort of a cause. Because this sort of looks like a miscarriage of justice. And we'll continue when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
That's a big old man.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten and Vivian Young. Vivian is She is the mother of this this subject we've been following. Dean and I have chronicled him more than once in recent days. Dean, if you would, please pick it up where we left off. First of all, where is the Give, Send, Go website?
Let me introduce and then I'll tell you.
Okay.
Because I have now got four articles published about this on AmmaLand, and we've crossed the 2,300 mark now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with these four articles, pushed us over the top. And these are all about the federal government arresting a person for having a firearm within 1,000 feet of the borders of school property when he committed no crime, has no criminal record, never had any violence, never pointed a gun at anybody, never threatened anybody. But they just wanted to arrest him because they didn't like him exercising his Second Amendment rights. And we're talking about Gabriel Metcalf, Gabe Metcalf. He's Vivian's son. And so the last article that I have on AmmaLand has a link to the Give, Send, Go website that Vivian has set up. She has lots of expenses. Just to talk to her son on the phone every now and then from prison is 16 cents a minute. Now, that may not sound like much, but when you don't have a lot of income, it really adds up. And so if she is to continue communication with her son, she needs some help. She needs to be able to hire an investigator. She needs to get her door fixed that the ATF kicked in when they were executing a warrant, even though they had the keys. I'll let Vivian, you know, you can go to the site and decide whether it's a worthy cause or not. But probably the easiest way to get to it is get the latest article at AmmaLand that I've written called Montana Gun-Free School Zone Case. And at the end of that article, I've included the link to the Give, Send, Go site. So, Vivian.
Yes.
Now, we were talking about how this person who was terrorizing you I asked after the restraining order came out, order of protection is the legal term.
Right. Order of protection.
Mm-hmm. Did he violate that order of protection?
Yes, all the time. It was like daily. Once I got the permanent order of protection and he was delivered that, he made sure that every day he was doing something. I have video of him flipping me off, which you're not supposed to do.
Well, he's not supposed to be there, right?
Right. Well, he was in the process of moving. Granted that, but you shouldn't be acting out either. So every time I made contact with the police, he retaliated. He poisoned my 80-year-old lilac bushes.
So how was that done?
With a granule type herbicide. We never identified which one it was, but we collected it for the
evidence?
Yeah, for evidence. And I turned that in at court. And he would have like a pump sprayer, and he'd stand in his yard and spray it up into the air and then run away. So by the time it rained down on our property, we'd look over there and there'd be nobody because he already ran away. And
now, he did this because he's got this yard.
His lawn care. Right.
Yeah, lawn care.
But he doesn't know what plants are. He was pouring motor oil on the horseradish plant. I can't eat that horseradish anymore. You know, I'm not going to dig it. That's not going to be Christmas presents this year.
You have some pets, correct?
Yes, he threatened to kill and skin the rabbit, and that's in that order of protection.
A pet rabbit?
Well, it was a wild rabbit that got injured. So my son nursed it back to health, and we have it in this big enclosure. And he's been over, somebody has anyway, because I didn't catch it on video, but somebody has sprayed something sticky on the rabbit and on one of the cats.
And you also have a couple cats.
I have a couple of cats. One of them was a stray that got caught in a fence that he and a second over neighbor helped get out of the fence. So he was injured, and we were nursing him back to health, again, in a big enclosure. And somebody opened that pen and released him. When he came back to us, he was injured. He had a broken leg. And I asked the vet, according to the x-rays, was he hit by a car or maybe a BB or a marble out of a slingshot? And he goes, no, this is consistent with somebody picking up a cat by the leg and swinging him and throwing him. And it's like, oh, this poor kitty. So we're nursing that cat back to strength as well. So now that Gabe's in confinement, I'm the one that has to deal with the pet.
You don't have anybody else to help, and you
I have
work,
no
right?
one. I still have a job. I'm 71, but I have a cashier job that I've had for 10 years now, and I love it. It's part-time because this is Montana. Because this is Montana, you've got to have two jobs to survive. I also have an alteration shop because I'm a master tailor. So I do alterations and whatever I can. And people that knew me 20-some-odd years ago were delighted to find me because now their granddaughters needed a dress altered. So they sought me out. You know, I'm highly
alterations shop.
Right now, it's Alterations by Vivian. I used to be the little so-and-so.
Yeah. Now, this is within walking distance of your home, right?
Yes. Yes. And there were times when I'd get off of work here at the alteration shop at 2:30 or 3:30 in the morning. And Gabe said, you call me before you come home. I'll escort you home. And
Billings has a fairly high crime rate, I understand.
Oh, yeah. And I've been attacked here in Billings. I was on a bicycle. I got a spit cup full of tobacco thrown at my head. And the cops wouldn't do anything.
Let me get everybody to hold up right there. We're coming up on the next break. This article puts Dean over 2,300 articles at ammoland.com. He has the link there on the latest article to go to the Give, Send, Go website to help Gabriel out, to help Vivian out as they try to provide for his legal defense and maybe bring a little justice to it. We'll be right back with more of this travesty. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You With a news update, escaped Pennsylvania killer Danilo Cavalcante is now armed. That's according to the head of the Pennsylvania State Police. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens disclosed that Cavalcante took a rifle from an open garage. The homeowner shot at him as he fled. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's thrown his support behind an impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public.
McCarthy pointed to concerns over business transactions between the Biden family and foreign entities. Both the president and his son have denied any wrongdoing. Apple has launched the iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Pro, the first to use USB-C charging cables. The models feature tougher glass, enhanced cameras, and satellite service. Additionally, Apple unveiled their first carbon-neutral product, the Series 9 Apple Watch. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and as we do, we're speaking with Dean Weingarten, as we do, but today we're doing a little different because he has a guest of his own. Vivian Young joins us from Billings, Montana, telling her it's a sad story that this is even a thing, but Dean, I will let you pick it back up if you would.
Okay, so this person who's basically terrorizing you, did he make any threats about, like, arson or anything like that?
Well, after he had tried to set us on fire like human torches, he also said that, "I know where you sleep. I'll burn you out in your sleep. I don't care if it takes 2 years. I'll be back." So every morning I wake up, I'm grateful for waking up and not having been burnt out.
Well, something I've seen in news coverage referred to Gabe as patrolling your property.
Yes.
He had a routine?
He had a routine of checking the perimeter and also checking for incendiary devices.
Right, because he'd already been threatened with being burned out, and he tried to burn you up once.
Right. And we thought, well, if he's going to make something, he has that lawn care business, he's got everything he needs, you know, to make a little bomb.
Oh.
And a couple of weeks before Gabriel got arrested, there was an explosion one night, and we caught the flash on our surveillance camera and the sound. And cops had come out, but they didn't know what to look for. They didn't know where it happened. But it happened on our block facing the school. But I'm not sure either which property it was on.
But, you know, it seems to me that if I had all these things happening and then there's an explosion relatively close by, I would be kind of on edge. Was Gabe getting much sleep?
No, and he lost weight. I wasn't getting much sleep. I have PTSD. I was waking up screaming because of dreams, you know.
You say that Carpenter and was there anybody else involved besides him?
Right. His associates that he had employed for his business, they all thought this was a big fat game. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And then his associate, Joe. But he also made friends with the people in the house behind us, or behind his property that he had rented from. And he had them watching us. And we don't know if they have listening devices that they've planted, because we would have set something on our patio, and they would act out across the way.
Well, they might have a surveillance camera. You're not that far away from them, and they could have a microphone, something like that.
Yes, but I'm also very careful when I leave that property. I don't leave out that back alley so that they don't know that I'm gone. And it's just, I don't know how he's done it, whether he bribes somebody, just get them to do this for him, just as a lark. But our front lilac that's accessible from the sidewalk has been herbicided this summer on a regular basis, every 10 to 14 days.
Now, Gabe was talking about being what he called gang stalked. What did he mean by that?
All these other people, it's not just David, it's all these people that are associated with David that'll do this dirty work for him and with him. Like he was peeling out on the alleyway, dirt alleyway, just from our property line to our property line, just across the back of our property. Then he got other people to do that as well, including these people that live behind us, you know, that lived in that.
Now, you said that one of the people that you only know, I think, is Joe.
Yes.
Actually threatened you and claimed that he had gang connections. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, and here's to go to the mindset of David. David had called the cops and said that we were threatening him and wanted the cops to come out. Then he turned around and started this argument with us, telling Gabe to go home. And he says, I am home. So we didn't know was go home means go to another country or, you know. Then they proceeded to call us every name in the book, every slur that you could think of. Just spin the globe, start tapping. They said it. And they were making all kinds of threats. He was trying to entice them into swinging at him, take a swing at him, is what I felt. And I'm standing in the shadows trying to take an audio of what was going on. And my son was showing great restraint because he looks at this guy like, you're just a spoiled little kid. And this Joe guy said, I've called, and he had his phone, and he said he called his gang boss or gang whatever. And he says, he called him D Money. So I don't know if that's somebody's real name or if I've missed a movie that it's a reference to. But he called D Money and he said, I put out a hit on you. They'll take care of this for us. So we don't know where the threat comes from that call. And it kind of ended in the alleyway. And David Lee Carpenter had a hitch ball that he had been practicing with throwing and breaking bottles in his driveway for days before this happened. But he had this hitch ball, and he was going to, you know, throw it.
Well, it certainly could be a serious weapon.
Right, right. Especially if he's been practicing pitching, you know? And Gabe said, what are you going to do with that hitch ball? And it shocked David because David Lee Carpenter didn't realize that Gabriel knew what he had in his hand. And,
you know, Gabriel sounds very restrained to me. I mean, he's not taking the bait. He's not calling a lot of names. At least this is what I'm getting from what you are saying.
That's correct.
The way he tended to ask?
Yes. You know, they said, go home. I am on my home. You can't tell me what to do on my own property. You know, and they were baiting him, saying, you're a failure. You live with your mother. And he said, you don't know what the situation is. You know, and they didn't. When I asked him to come up here, I needed some help with the roof. And he was the only one I could call that was willing to drop everything that he was doing and come up here and help me. So he put on my roof. He's put on my roof. He's painted my other house. You know, I couldn't have gotten any of this done without him.
Now, your other house is another part of town, but you haven't been able to. There's people that have been vandalizing it. And because of this constant threat, you haven't really been able to do much, like get it into shape for a sale or whatever.
Yeah. I haven't moved my things and my that's where I raised my last two daughters. So all their stuff is in there. All my stuff is in there. I've got three industrial machines in there, sewing machines. And, you know, I can't move them. They're too heavy.
There's some emotion.
All right. We're coming up on the last break. Coming up on the last break. So everybody hang on for me if they will. I've just been sitting back listening. This is always good for me, Vivian. I get to hear the stories, and I don't even have to participate. I get the benefit of all the information.
Good.
Dean has got stories linked there for the Give, Send, Go website. So go check this out at amaland.com. Go click that link and go help. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Lock and Load, talking with Dean Weingarten. He is speaking with Vivian Young. We're discussing this issue happening out of Billings, Montana, where apparently, this is almost like a boss hog sort of situation, Dean.
It is, and I talked to some people in Billings, in Montana, and the vibe that they say exists is that the Billings police, the term they use is they're kind of badge heavy. So that means, they aren't always the nicest people to deal with. Now, what we have here is where this is Vivian Young, who's Gabe Metcalf's mother. Gabe was arrested for merely possessing a firearm in the federal gun-free school zone, which is almost certainly an unconstitutional law to start with. And he is in lockup at the moment and can't support, help his mother anymore. He can't defend the property where they've had all these problems with people like having a permanent restraining order, but they still have all these violations of the restraining order. And so Vivian, she just can't do it alone to protect the property and to help Gabe in prison and try and help get him out on bail. He's being held pre-trial detention, which means no bail for him. It's just outrageous for somebody who has no violent history, no criminal record. It's really a political prosecution. But Vivian, you were telling him that even though you got these threats to burn you out and all these violations of the restraining order, did it ever come to that? Was David Carpenter ever convicted of anything?
Yes. The first conviction was of two, and I sent you a check.
Our listeners can't see it.
So it was two violations of the restraining order and one assault, because he sprayed my son with pepper spray. So he's already assaulted him once.
And he's convicted of assault on that.
Yes, and he was convicted of that. Yes. Now, because he kept violating the restraining order, after so many violations, it gets bumped up from city to county. And the county attorney has put together our case and is charging him with felony violation of the restraining order.
Now, before that case came up, was there a warrant out for his arrest?
Yes, the warrant was issued in, I think it was April.
Of this year?
Of this year. But okay. the way it works here in town, and maybe all over the place, I'm not sure because I never came up against this, the cops don't actively go looking for David Lee Carpenter. He has to come into contact with the police. So he finally did on July 31st. And they took him to the jail, booked him, and he bonded out, you know, bailed, you know what I mean.
And he was bonded out.
Yes, and was out in the early morning hours of August 1st. So he has been in that jail for maybe a half hour, maybe an hour. But Gabe is sitting there for all this time.
Yeah, so it's about 10 days now, I think. No, more, 2 weeks, just about.
Yeah.
So Gabe has been in this lockup for 2 weeks in federal lockup, which, by the way, very conveniently for the prosecutor, makes it very hard to develop your legal case for defense.
Right. So even though it's on a federal case, it is in the Yellowstone County Detention Center.
Right, and they have very strict rules about him being able to contact anyone.
Right.
You even have to pay to have a video conference, or pay to have a telephone call to him.
Yes.
And all that, of course, is money that goes into the private contractors who provide these services. Now,
well, the whole thing is a business. It's a money grab.
So, so he was arrested, and then he's bonded out. So is there a trial coming up?
No, not yet. No trial has been set. No.
Well, I thought there was a trial set for later on.
If there is, I don't know that date.
Okay, so I must have misunderstood. I thought that there was a trial coming up on the charges where he was arrested for the warrant.
Yeah,
So you don't have a trial date for him on that.
I don't have a trial date. He asked me the other night if I would please show up to the court. And I said, I would love to, but I need to know where and when. And he said, I don't even know when. They just roused him out of the jail cell and transport him without telling them where they're going or nothing.
Who are you talking about? Your son?
Yes, Gabriel. They roused him and take him to court. And he goes, I haven't had time to prepare. I'm not clean shaven. You know, it's all character assassination.
Well, the character assassination, that's probably not the, well, maybe. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. But the visual. Yeah.
What's the media response then in Billings?
The media has put out misinformation. They say he was displaying his firearms, plural. They said he was marching in front of the school. That's not true. You know, but if our property is in front of the school, okay, grant them that. But they're making it sound out with their voice inflection that he was menacing. And he wasn't. They said he was brandishing his gun. And the word brandishing to me means doing something in a threatening manner. Having it slung over your shoulder in a neutral position, that's not brandishing. That might be displaying, but it's not brandishing.
When I read the affidavit of criminal complaint at the federal level, it appeared to me that the person who was writing the complaint was trying to make Gabe out to be mentally deficient. Can you talk about that?
Well, he just let me know that he went through a personal assessment testing. or personality assessment testing. The other day he said, I passed in flying colors. And I said, well, I knew you would. All my kids were very intelligent and even common sense smart and street smart.
So I saw something in there about 10 years ago, 2013. And in the criminal complaint, it referenced this. And it said that Gabe had been contacted. He had a loaded .22 rifle. And the police, in the little I see, I'd love to get the actual report, but the little I saw in the criminal complaint is they claimed that he was, quote, agitated, but they didn't arrest him for anything. They didn't do a mental evaluation. Can you tell us what you know about that situation?
Well, they also got up in his face when he says, I have the right, and the cop
got
him.
What was he doing?
Oh, he had studied the topographical maps and knew where to go hunt rabbits. And he was going to be providing some rabbit meat for us to eat.
Yeah. We're going to run out of time. So okay. We're going to have to hold it right there. Dean, if you want to revisit this later on, maybe sometime next week, we can definitely do this. Miss Young, really appreciate
it. Yeah.
I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. I know this probably wasn't the easiest thing for you to do, and I'm glad you took the time to tell the story and everything else so we can get it, get it firsthand from the source.
Okay. And I appreciate you getting the truth out there, the rest of the story out there.
Doing my best, doing my best. Dean?
He lives with me, but I don't have a basement.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, that means he lives above ground. That's beautiful. Dean, thank you very much for the, as usual. I appreciate
always
you taking
a
time.
Pleasure.
Yes, sir. And you sit back and recalibrate and figure out if that's something you want to do later on, and we will definitely do it. We have hour number two inbound. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.